Illinois Democrat wished broth of Legionella would infect GOP rep's water supply. By Catherine Rodriguez on November 28, 2018. An Illinois state Democrat lawmaker is in hot water after she made a comment wishing she would mix a broth of Legionella to infect a Republican colleague's loved one. Democrat Illinois State Representative Stephanie Kithowat directed her comment at Republican State Representative Peter Breen during a heated debate on a bill aimed to assist families of loved ones who died or fell because of a Legionnaires outbreak at the state-run Illinois veteran home located 280 miles from Chicago. To the representative from Lombard, I would like to make him a broth of Legionella and pump it into the water system of his loved ones so that they can be infected. They can be mistreated. They can sit and suffer by getting aspirin instead of being properly treated and ultimately die, Kithowat, who co-sponsored the bill, said. Breen then accused Kithowat of wishing death upon his relatives. Kithowat's comment came after Breen questioned the details of the bill, specifically how much it would cost. The bill called for raising the cap on lawsuit damages the state could pay in civil suits from $100,000 to $2 million. And, yes, we know the personal injury lawyers are going to make out like bandits, which they tend to do anytime they come to the General Assembly, Breen said. The Illinois Republican Party thought Kithowat's actions were reprehensible enough to warrant calls for her resignation. Kithowat, a Marine Corps veteran, later walked back her words, saying that her remarks were misinterpreted and were hypothetical in nature. In response to remarks against giving restitution by Rep. Breen, I stated, imagine if it was your family as a hypothetical because it did happen to families. I never stated anything to wish his family death, Kithowat said in a now-deleted tweet. My words were twisted and misrepresented, but keep in mind, he was angry at the thought. For the families of the veterans who died and the individuals that were sickened, this is reality, she added. The bill passed the Illinois House of Representatives 71-36 after members overrode Governor Bruce Rauner's veto. The state had to answer to at least a dozen negligence lawsuits from family members of veterans at the facility since the disease outbreaks began in 2015.